Hi guys, this is Steven Slack from Soul Center Fitness, and this is the Soul Center Fitness Podcast, Episode 2. Today we have Dr. Ronald Herron from the Herron Chiropractic Center in Lebanon, New Jersey, and we covered a lot of interesting topics today. We touched on neural tension or neural interference. We also talked about how the body's all connected and how one part can affect the other, which is always an interesting topic. We got into his analysis and how he does a movement analysis, which is a little bit of an additional look into the body and how the joints and ligaments are interacting with each other and how that affects his approach and his fixes to the body. And we also a little bit touched on how this applies to our fitness and performance. Next time we meet, I would love to get in a little bit more into that, but let's listen to this. There's a lot of great information, and I hope it interests you. Let's start. Hi, guys. This is Steven for Soul Center Fitness, and today we got a great chiropractic doctor with us. He is going to go over alignment with us, his analysis techniques, neural tension, and kind of how we can apply this to fitness and to performance in everyday living. So first, Doc, I'm going to have you say your name, and I'm also going to have you kind of say a little bit about your background and where you came from.
So hi, my name is Dr. Ron Herron. I've been a chiropractor practicing for 32 years, and currently I'm in Lebanon. So my background is I began chiropractic care for myself at age 15 due to some health issues, and began to notice improvements in how I felt, how I could perform, how I worked out, and began to get more interested as doing this for a career. So all these years later, I've been in my solo practice, and I work on a wide variety of cases, from people who are athletic to small children and infants to grown people and retirees. Awesome. Well into their 80s and 90s.
Wow. So you cover a large kind of scope of people there. So really, my first question I want to start with is, what is chiropractic? Because I feel like there's a lot of misconception about this.
There is a lot of misinformation. Chiropractic, as perceived by the public, is a back and neck pain treatment. Okay. But what chiropractic really is, and what it was in the beginning, is a system of alternative health care that is designed to identify areas of the spine that cause nerve interference. And then the system is to correct that nerve interference through a series of specific chiropractic adjustments. So the way we find these conditions are due to instruments that were developed in the early 1900s and more developed as time went on. We have an infrared scanner that scans up the spine, and that looks for temperature changes on your skin surface. And what that is showing is the function of your autonomic nervous system. Now, why is that important? Well, your brain has to control all organ, gland, and cell functions in your body, including muscles and movement. And it does it by sending messages through your spinal cord, which then branch out between each vertebra through these nerves and attach your brain directly to those organs, glands, and cells. Rather interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
So most people feel no pain when those nerves are impinged upon, okay, but they will get a symptom with their organs.
Okay.
Which usually sends them to the MD to get a name put on that symptom and a medication to treat, which is usually suppressing the symptom.
Okay.
So what chiropractors do is we look at that setup and we do an analysis with the scanner. We'll take x-rays of the spine. We have an x-ray unit on in the office here, and we x-ray the pelvis, low back area, the cervical, thoracic, which is neck, upper back. And we look for structural integrity. We look for balance. We can also do motion x-rays looking for movement of those vertebrae. And so we take that analysis combined with the infrared scanner, and we're looking for areas of nerve interference that would be impacting their health.
Okay.
Now, certainly most people come into a chiropractor with back or neck pain.
Yep.
But through educating them that this is a whole health type of care, they understand that this can help them with allergy issues, headache issues, stomach issues, sometimes even reproductive issues, asthmatic issues. There's really nothing that chiropractic cannot help. And it's not that we treat these issues.
Yeah.
We're just treating the interference in the nervous system by giving specific adjustments in the spine. And that, in turn, allows the body's innate healing ability to make itself well again. Because the body is a self-healing organism, and if anybody doubts that, take a knife and cut your arm and watch it bleed. And in about a week, that thing will be all brand new skin and healed up without you doing anything to it. So the body has the ability to heal itself. And it, if the body has the capacity to make you sick by having loss of nerve supply, removing that nerve supply restriction will make the body function better and resolve your condition. And the comparison to that is, if you take a nerve and you cut the nerve, anything from that nerve beyond is going to cease function.
Yes.
That includes muscles, that includes organs and glands.
Yeah.
Even though physiologically those organs and glands are fine, but they lost one thing. They lost the energy from that nerve supply.
They lost the source.
Yeah, that's right.
The cause of that.
That's
what
right.
makes them function. Yeah.
The energy from the brain to direct function. And so what we deal with is paralysis, but in a much lesser extent. Partial paralysis instead of full-on paralysis. And that partial paralysis is a condition that chiropractors call a spinal subluxation.
Okay.
So a subluxation is a condition of the spine where a vertebra has been knocked out of alignment due to either a fall or chemical trauma or emotional stress. And that in turn causes interference in the nerve supply.
Yep.
So a good chiropractor would need to do a full-on exam. We do posture analysis. We also check the posture of the feet, because if there's arches that are collapsed, that's going to impact how balanced the pelvis can be and how well the spine functions.
All the way up the chain, yeah.
That's right. So the kinetic chain.
Yep.
And so that will affect muscle movements. It'll affect your whole-on health ability. So chiropractic is an alternative to medical care, with the exception of medical emergencies. Like somebody runs you over with their car. You're not going to want to see the chiropractor right away.
There's a difference between that acute care and that, you
Once
know,
they put you back together, you know, then you can come in and we'll check you out.
Exactly.
And we'll help to restore your body's biomechanics and function back to pre-injury status.
Very, very interesting. You touched on a lot of topics there. So I want to kind of break that down a little bit. I was writing a couple notes, and one of the things I think that I got from that is how connected the body is. One little thing all the way up here near the head can affect something all the way down near your feet, and vice versa. And I feel like chiropractor specifically truly addresses that alignment issue and addresses, gives the body an opportunity to do that self-healing you talked about.
Well, to expand on that, one of your clients that you referred to me, I'll just give the first name, Gary, and he was coming to you and complaining of hip socket pain in his right hip.
And
he had this pain for like over 5 years.
Exactly. We were working, just to give the listeners some background, we were, you know, we used some mobilization techniques. He saw physical therapy. He saw everything.
He got an orthopedic doctor to inject
cortisone,
which makes sense. If you're in pain, there's probably inflammation.
Yep.
It's probably something wrong. Let's just give you some temporary relief until we can figure out what's going on.
Yep.
But even with all of their analysis for over this long period of time, he got no relief at all.
Yep.
So he came to me, never been to a chiropractor. He's, I think, in his late 30s or early 40s.
Yep.
Very athletic. And I checked him out. I took x-rays of his spine, did the whole workup, and I found that his pelvis was in great shape, balanced, no issues there. So the doctors who did the analysis and found nothing wrong with it, were really spot on,
confirmed
what I found. But what they didn't find was the problem in his neck. And his neck curve, which is supposed to arc forward, was arcing backwards. We call that a reverse cervical curve. And he had no pain in his neck, but he did have restrictions and had no idea that that could be affecting his pelvis.
Yep.
So my first adjustment to him was a simple procedure with an adjusting instrument that we use, because he was afraid to have any more forceful neck work done. So I just tapped lightly with this multi-force adjusting instrument, and he starts laughing. And when I asked him what's so funny, he said that the pain in his hip has just gone away. And I only was tapping this for about 15, 20 seconds.
Wow.
Now, I was in disbelief myself. I had him get up, move around, try to do something to reproduce this, because I don't believe that that's gone.
Yeah.
And he could not reproduce the pain. So we did a little more adjustments on him, and I saw him for a period of about 3 months. The pain never came back. He has since moved away to Texas. And I saw him one time in December.
Yep, before he
and
moved. Yeah.
After he moved.
Yeah, because he was coming back. Yep.
Right, and he said he still feels great, and I referred him to a chiropractor. He could see if he needs to.
Awesome.
But, so you never know. An area of pain may not be caused from a problem in that direct area. It could be something far-reaching because of the effect in the nervous system.
Yep.
And you never know how far-reaching that effect could be until you try it.
Exactly. And like you said, that nervous, I was talking about how the body's connected, but the nervous system specifically is crucial where, your brain is a center part of who you are. It makes everything kind of run. So if there is issues with the signals coming from that source, that can affect everything in the body. You touched on organs a little bit and how it can affect that. Now, a lot of my listeners are more into fitness and stuff. We touched a little bit on how it affected Gary. Like, all of a sudden now, he's able to do deep flexion. He's able to get into squats deeper without that discomfort.
Right.
How can these specifically relieving that those spinal subluxations and that neural tension or that, you call it nerve interference.
Yes.
How can releasing those help performance? And like you said, a lot of times people don't feel these interferences.
Well, the reason for that is that your pain sensory fibers are only wrapped around the motor nerves.
Okay.
And the motor nerves is another part of your nervous system that only controls muscle function and movement.
Okay.
Your autonomic nerves branch off of those, but they do not possess the pain sensory fibers that the motor nerves have.
Okay.
So the only way you're going to find an autonomic dysfunction is by the patient's expression of organ symptoms, backed up by the scans to look for alterations in spine surface temperature.
Okay.
So these machines, they've been patented for years because they are able to identify when an autonomic nerve is impinged, it causes an alteration of the nerve, of the skin surface temperature over that nerve.
Yes.
And so that temperature difference is the key to understanding that your autonomic nervous system is blocked.
Yeah. So it kind of shows up on the scan, like let's say your right side of your cervical or your neck area is neural.
Is blocked.
Yeah,
so it's going to be colder.
Okay. So it'll show blue on that side?
Yes.
Okay. So then, it shows the lack of firing in that area.
And that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
That restriction.
That restriction. Okay. That
and so the
sense.
Adjustments may not even be right at that level to make that correction.
Okay.
It could be another area creating stress in that zone.
So that makes your job a little bit more like an artistic approach.
We become an investigator, like looking at a murder scene,
exactly.
Now trying to figure out who did this, and we're looking for clues.
Who's stealing this neural tension?
So the clues are starting from the feet up with your supports. If the arch has failed on one side, but it's good on the other, now you're walking with an imbalance that's going to cause chronic hip problems. I myself are wearing foot supports.
Okay.
And the reason being, which I never believed they had anything to do with keeping
your pelvis
aligned, was I was getting hip socket pain many years ago, and I had stretched out my arch on my right foot doing some jobs at home, construction stuff.
Okay.
And my brother is a chiropractor, and he recommended that I go take a seminar to have the arch supports done free, which was complimentary as a result of taking a seminar.
Oh, interesting.
So I took this course. I got my free pair of orthotics. You step on a scanner. It scans your feet arches in weight-bearing stress so you can see the failure.
Yep.
And then the company makes a specific custom-made support for your shoe. And I got them in the mail. I put them in my shoes, and I was walking around, and I was like, all right, well, my feet feel different, but let me go for a run, because this would only come out when I went for a run.
Yes.
And I would be about a quarter to a half mile into
a
run,
and
then I would get stabbing pain in the hip socket that would break me down and practically make me fall to the ground.
Jeez.
So I'm going out for this run, and I did a 3-mile run. I come back, and it's my wife asked me, how you feel? I said, I had no pain in my hip. She goes, get out of here. I said, I don't believe it either. So I took them back out, and I went for a short 1-mile run.
Instantaneous retest. Yeah.
I put them back in. I went for another 1-mile run, and there was no pain.
Wow.
I was like, you got to be kidding me. It was that simple?
It's crazy. It seems like the more I've been in this industry, in the fitness industry specifically, the more I see, or you get a couple of camps. You know, this person thinks, you know, oh, the foot causes everything to happen up the chain. Oh, the spine causes everything to happen.
Well, it's all in combination.
Exactly.
And you have to figure out what combination it's in to help that patient get well.
And that's the way, the thing I love about your approach is you take those into consideration. You're quick to refer out too, to therapists and to individuals. And you truly are, like you said, that detective trying to figure out what's going on with this individual.
Well, also what I find with spines is that we, as a human, we have poor postural habits.
Yeah.
And so people slouch when they sit there. Now, more people are at computers than ever before in history, and it's like a truck driver just sitting all day long.
Yeah.
And the only time you get out is when you go to eat.
Yep.
And so your low back muscles get weak on the backside. Your neck muscles get weak on the backside because you're always sitting slouched looking over a computer. Students suffer the same thing. Kids carrying backpacks suffer similar disruptions in their spinal structure. So as a chiropractor, I used to believe that all you need is to be adjusted frequently to fix it. And I found out doing post x-rays to see that the structure is correcting that a lot of these were not getting fixed.
Huh, and interesting.
That early in my career made me understand that while I'm doing my job, what's missing now that they are not getting better that way? Even though their pain is better, their structure is not. And I do not need a patient to be lifetime under care with never able to get their spine fixed.
Yeah.
I would rather them do maintenance care and come in once every month or 2 or 3 months for life to have their spine analyzed and maintained so their nervous system is functioning properly so they stay well. But in turn, by doing that, being able to correct their spine.
Yeah.
So what I found the key missing component was weak muscles and ligaments. And so that started me on a quest to get people to start doing rehab exercises for the extensions of the neck and the low back to at least maintain those forward curves in those two areas of the spine.
Very interesting. The one that thing that reminds me of is when with the example we used before with Gary is you said, you know, you need to strengthen one side of his core.
Yes.
And specifically gearing towards that. So it kind of helped give me a gauge of, okay, there's going to be a little more of a ratio difference.
That's right.
Side to side. You cannot treat this person as a normal, not that he's not normal, but you can't treat it as if it was like, you know, a professional athlete who's lined up and getting that every day. And
of course, professional athletes usually are not lined up.
That's a horrible example.
I'll use the golf guy, Tiger Woods, for an example.
Yeah.
Now, all golfers, all they do is swing that club.
One side.
And one side. So if you could develop your brain to where you could be a switch hitter of a golf ball like a batter can be a switch hitter, you would develop equally both sides of your spine. But we don't have golfers who go out there and play one round righty and then the next round lefty and are just as good. So what happens is you're constantly going from one side to the other, day after day after day, and you develop muscles much stronger on one side of the body, which then tends to pull your spine out of alignment.
Yep.
And as a result, a lot of these golfers, like Tiger, they do wind up with needing surgery for their back because their discs blow out. And these guys have chiropractors that travel with them and therapists because they need that.
Yep.
And even with all of that care, just the amount of forces that they're putting into their shoulders, knees, hips, back, neck, doing that action is very detrimental, and it causes you to have a lifetime limit of how often you can play and how long your career is going
to
work for.
And you have to kind of accept a certain amount of imbalance in them to be able to perform at that level. But again, that has wear and tear
That's right.
on their long
term. So it's going to shoot them down eventually.
Yep.
But it's a, you know, it shows that you can't constantly do everything in one direction without it becoming detrimental.
Exactly. And there's, I think, in our everyday life, to bring us to the normal fitness person, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we don't realize that we're doing very one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to counter that, you need a fitness routine that's going to allow you to now experience the other side and notice the weakness that's there.
Yes. Well, if you notice, a lot of office people, they have to carry their laptops with them.
Yeah.
They have things they carry, and they throw it on one shoulder.
Yep.
So if you throw it on the same side of the body, on shoulder, that shoulder muscle is going to have to contract to lift it higher to hold the strap. Now you're creating a chronic imbalance if you do that same action every day.
Yeah.
So the only way around that is to lengthen the strap, pull it over the head to the other side so the weight then is distributed throughout the entire torso across the body so you don't create a muscle imbalance. And so that's for the average workday person who is not an athlete but is suffering from these chronic issues because of their personal habits.
Exactly. And it's crucial to notice those kind of habits first so that when you do go to a chiropractor, get aligned, you can at least
maintain the alignment. Yeah,
exactly, by trying the other side out, maybe.
And that's our approach, is trying to get people to become stabilized and their spine corrected so they don't need to see me as often. Because a lot of people out there think that chiropractors just want you to come in three times a week forever.
Yeah.
And I can understand where they're coming from, but the problem is, right in the beginning, when you're very distorted, you might need more frequent care. But if you're doing the right work and you're getting them aware of the imbalances with their muscles and how it's affecting their structure, and they actually start to engage in doing those things, you can get their frequency of care reduced very quickly and get them to stabilize very fast so they don't need to come in so often.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I want to start to touch on a little bit more of like example type things where we talk about specifically alignment. So like, let's talk about a couple specific alignment issues and how you would address it.
Okay.
Transitioning from you to me, how I kind of address it, merging the two together. And then I want to end off, if we have time on the last 5 minutes, to kind of touch specifically with a scoliosis example.
Okay.
Because that is very, it's a little detailed, but it also it's very cool to kind of think about. Because I feel like there's subtle scoliosis that might not be considered scoliosis, but you can still kind of help prevent it from getting worse.
Well, part of my training when I got out of chiropractic school was taking this course called Applied Spinal Biomechanical Engineering.
Whoa, that sounds fancy.
What that was, an 18-month program, 100 hours postgraduate, so I'm a fellow in that system.
Cool, yeah.
And what it is a motion x-ray analysis to look for imbalances that are locking the spine into a certain pattern that's preventing you from adjusting it to correct it.
Wow, okay.
So you would adjust it, but because of the shortened ligaments, the spine comes right back out of alignment again because for however long it had been there, it's not readily accepting of the force you're putting in to make the change. So we would do an x-ray motion analysis. So say, for example, a person has a tilt in their pelvis and their spine leans to that low side, and then it's going to compensate and go back to the center to the other side. So we would do not only a front static view and side, but we would do a side bending to the left and take a small picture on an 8x10 plate, and then another right bending lateral flexion. And we're looking at symmetry or lack of symmetry motions. And so the area where there's a lot of restrictions, you're not going to see the spine flex and rotate as a coupled movement. And so then there are ligament stretches we give called maneuvers.
Okay.
That the patient can then take home with them and practice and do these maneuvers to begin to address the restricted ligament issue. So when we then do an adjustment, the spine is more accepting of that force and that change that we're trying to make, and is going to hold the adjustment a lot longer, as long as the patient does those exercises at home.
Which is a 50-50 shot sometimes, if we're lucky.
So we have that added layer of analysis and care that we can provide to help them. And for you, that would also be detailing the concave side of the spine from the front view would suffer shortened muscles.
Yep. So then thinking the convex side
would be weaker.
Yep.
So then you would have to address, beyond the ligament stuff.
Yep.
So then you would have to address those muscle issues by strengthening the weaker side.
Yep.
And stretching out the tighter contracted side.
Yep. So that's very interesting. You kind of touched on both right there. You have, you're addressing not only just what a normal chiropractors might also, other chiropractors do this, they check that movement analysis, but you specifically, you're a fellow in this, you check for that side, see where that curvature is, but now you're going to see how the movement and how the ligaments are tight maybe on one side and how they're allowing that ability to move.
What's interesting is that most all chiropractors would take static x-rays.
Yes, yes.
So that's not movement. That's just looking at structural integrity.
Yep.
When you take it to the next level and do motion analysis, and some chiropractors have video fluoroscopy that they can do that live. Others use static movement where we'll have you bend, take a picture, have you bend another way, take a picture, and compare them. And that's what I'm doing.
Yep.
But you are supposed to see symmetrical function in the spine.
Yeah.
Now, if you're looking for a subluxation, it's going to come out with that analysis because you're going to then see where the vertebra is lacking its movement.
Okay, yeah.
And then you couple that in with the thermoscan.
Compared to the other side.
Well, what I've seen is a perfectly aligned static x-ray in the lumbar, and when I took them to right and left lateral flexion, there was no movement because the joints were so jammed up that they had no dynamic motion. And you would not see that on a static x-ray because it's all aligned, and you would look at it and say, well, I don't see a problem here.
That's a game changer then because it gives you so much more information.
That's right.
It should almost be obligatory that all chiropractors.
It should, but it's not. People are afraid of x-rays. And, you know, when I first became a chiropractic patient, it used to take about a second and a half to get an A to P lumbopelvic x-ray taken.
Yeah.
Today's high-speed x-rays, you can get that same image in 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
So you're able to do a whole series of films on a patient now for the same amount of exposure that it used to take just to take one picture 40 years ago. So the level of exposures are so much less now. You know, no x-ray exposure is safe or healthy,
exactly,
I should say. It's relatively safe. You know, you don't want to be adjusted without a film, because the chiropractor's not going to know exactly how you're misaligned and where the problem is.
I mean, the benefit you can get from understanding what your anatomy is doing in movement and non-movement is crucial to the little bit of exposure that could get. And
especially at these speeds today. Yeah,
and a lot of the stuff people are eating is sometimes worse than that exposure. So in my mentality, I think it's crucial to know.
And and a lot of people that suffer, say, low back pain, and I take that because that's a common occurrence amongst our population, is just sitting too much with no support for the lumbar spine.
Okay,
and the posterior muscles in the lumbar area get weak and stretched out. So great rehab exercise would be like doing those good morning exercises or Romanian deadlifts to strengthen that lumbar support structure, because everybody always thinks they need to strengthen their core by strengthening the muscles.
Yeah, they forget about
but actually the abdominals and the posterior lumbar extension muscles, those back muscles on the back side of the spine need to be 3 times stronger than the abdominals.
So they forget about the ratio of the strength that's needed.
Because if you keep just tightening up the abs, you're going to flatten the curve.
And then you get
You're going to actually get lumbar problems.
Yep.
So, you know, everybody wants tight abs, which is great, but you need tighter lumbar extension muscles to balance the spine and maintain the arc so you don't have a disc wedge opening up on the back, leading to a bulging disc or eventually a herniation. And so these things can be corrected with chiropractic care as long as there's no nerve damage that they're suffering or organ dysfunction as a result. You can rehab them back to health just by restoring that structure.
Yep. And it's so crucial when you touched on the ratio specifically for the strength. I know for a lot of the trainers listening and the exercise enthusiasts listening, you truly need to know the ratios and not make a whole workout based off of, you know, your
Just the frontal appearance.
Yeah, exactly. The 7-minute abs where you're just hitting flexion over and over and over again and static stability. But it's good to know, you know, exercises. And if we truly, as fitness professionals and as chiropractors, work together, we can understand the ratios. And the alignment is so crucial to a trainer because I can't help a person unless their alignment is in somewhat good standing. Yeah,
within a percentage. Yeah,
exactly. It can be a little off, but ultimately, especially as I start to train athletes, I'll train a lot of Spartan athletes and I train a lot of long distance athletes. My training will hit a road bump, a speed bump.
Yes.
Usually that speed bump, I'm finding 70-80% of the time is alignment.
Yes.
And if they had consistent, you know, spinal health and they went to a chiropractor to keep and maintain some of these things.
And when you think about that, the orthopedic doctors do a great job. They're there when somebody blows out a knee.
Exactly.
For example.
And that's totally necessary.
But they blow out one knee. They're not blowing both knees out at the same time. And why is that? And it's usually because there's an imbalance in the pelvis that has caused the one side to hit the ground harder and become more stressed.
Yep.
And over a lifetime of doing that, and this hip imbalance could be simply from a fall when they were a kid. You know, when I was a kid, you used to screw around in school and pull the chair out when a kid was going to sit down. And you'd laugh, oh, that was funny. But they're falling. Now I feel bad. Those kids fell down. They hit their hips. I didn't realize I was making future chiropractic patients.
So you were just really looking out for your career in the future.
But unfortunately, those traumas do shift the pelvis and will start to cause an imbalance in the leg length and create that stress. And so then if you take your body to the next level with training and athletics, these high school kids running around out of balance they're constantly blowing out a knee or a back or a shoulder.
Yeah.
And the orthopedic doctors help get them back together. But if you're not correcting the setup that caused those failures,
the root issue,
then you're looking at another, some years down the road, of another failure in that same area.
Yep.
And they're never going to be back to a pre-injury function because you never address the cause of the issue.
It's so true. And it should be common sense. It should be the root issue should be addressed every time. I feel like that's every clinician and every fitness professional should be always trying to find the root issue of these injuries rather than band-aiding it.
Well, what I find interesting is when these students for high school and college have to get evaluated by a medical doctor in order to be cleared to play.
Yeah.
Well, the medical doctor is not checking their structural and functional alignment. They're looking at their heart, their lungs.
Yeah.
They're making sure that they're hopefully not going to drop dead on the field.
Yeah, which is just as crucial as alignment.
Absolutely.
But they're not seeing the benefit of alignment being right up there with
your
heart.
And you want injury prevention.
Yeah.
So really, the school systems, college included, should be setting up these examinations with a chiropractor also. Should be mandated because there needs to be, we got to look at this kid and make sure before he goes out to play football that the cervical curve is arced forward so he's not going to blow out a disc if he accidentally gets hit in the head the wrong way, or that his low back and pelvis is balanced so he doesn't have an injury with his knees or hips or low back spine, and none of this is ever looked at.
Yeah. It's, and hopefully I feel like it's starting to change, but you know,
it's going
to
be a long way.
Yeah, we're hopefully we can urge change a little faster here.
That's right.
Well, I covered basically everything I wanted to touch on. We covered some examples and maybe one other time where there's so much to cover. Like I think with all the people I'm meeting with that I almost have to turn into 2 or 3 time visits.
Yeah, yeah.
thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure. And I learned a lot. I hope all my listeners learned a lot as well.
No, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, and look forward to meeting you and talk to you in the future.
Alrighty. Thank you.
This concludes the discussion with Dr. Ronald Herron. It was a lot of fun. He went over a lot of stuff. And like I said at the end of my interview with him, we have to talk to him again just to kind of go over some more aspects that we weren't able to dig into as deeply as I wanted to. Specifically, some of the more specific examples of application to exercise and kind of brainstorming back and forth with how we can apply it to our everyday workout. So Look forward to talking to him again. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Steven Slack from Soul Center Fitness, and this is the Soul Center Fitness Podcast. Over and out.